Yeah, two pieces of good news, in fact, really. Firstly, obviously, falling unemployment's very good news for the government at this stage. 6 months ago, people were assuming that unemployment would be 3 million by Christmas. In fact, it's stopped at just under 2.5 million, now started to fall a bit. So that's the first piece of good news. The second piece of good news is, of course, that falling unemployment is good news for public finances, because the less people you've got on the dole queues, the less you're paying out in benefits and council tax and so on. So the government estimates that the fact that the count is 450,000 lower now than the National Audit Office said it would be at the time of the budget will probably save something like £10 billion over the next 5 years. And if, as the Treasury believes, unemployment now starts to fall rather than remaining flat as the NAO assume, that will probably save something like an extra £7 billion. So that's a sort of total of £17 billion in all. And at a time when the public finances are stretched, to say the least, that's very welcome news for the government.
Does that mean that the worst of the recession is now over?
I think we've seen the end of the very big falls in unemployment. It's quite possible, I think, that we will see some smaller falls in unemployment in the months ahead. There may well be some sort of seasonal Christmas effect going on here. There was a big increase in part-time working and a continued fall in full-time working. So that may reflect that a lot of high street stores were actually taking on staff in the run-up to Christmas, and that may unwind in the months to come. But if, and it remains a big if we don't have a double-dip recession, I think we've probably seen the end of the very big monthly increases of 50, 60,000 a month, and we might see sort of unemployment sort of bumping around a bit, up a bit some months, down a bit in other months. But I think that actually we've got out of jail here compared to previous recessions.
There was a rise in this same period in the number of people who aren't even looking for work. Why was that?
Well, that seems to be a student effect. I mean, there's looks like a lot of students, about 80,000 thereabouts, just came off the unemployment count. Now, there's two ways of looking at that. Either that's a sort of positive thing, they've just gone straight into full-time education and therefore they don't need to be on the unemployment and be looking for work. The sort of less good side of it might be that they've just decided to take on any old course they can because they've given up all hope of getting a job, that they would actually prefer to be in work but have taken full-time education as a second best option. So it's very hard to know at this stage, but it's mainly a student effect.
What does all this say about Gordon Brown's handling of the recession?
Well, Gordon Brown is going to make the most of this, and there is a good story to tell here for the government. I mean, if you think about what happened to the economy last year, official figures show it probably contracted by getting on for 5%. Now, that's a much bigger fall than in any year we saw in the recessions of the 1980s and the early 1990s. And yet the increase in unemployment has been far, far smaller. If you'd taken it on a pro rata basis, a sort of 4.75% fall in the economy would probably have sent unemployment up to 3.5 million in this recession rather than the 2.5 million as you've actually gone to. So that's the headline figure. And the government's argument is that, A, the labour market is now more flexible, that people have priced themselves into work by taking pay freezes, pay cuts and working shorter working weeks. And there's also been some sort of active steps taken by the government. You know, the government does deserve credit. It's pumped some money into Job Centre Plus to help people get off the unemployment count. It's set up schemes to help young people back into work, give them sort of job guarantees. And there is some evidence, I think, that actually this more activist approach has prevented the really sharp increases in unemployment that we saw in previous recessions. So good news for the government, and well done to the government, I think.